Imagine, for a moment, you're standing at the crossroads of life. On one side, a path full of uncertainty, struggles, and unanswered questions. On the other, a road that feels uncertain, maybe even impossible. Every step you take feels like it's met with resistance. Decisions that seem to lead you in circles, challenges that make you question your strength, and moments that leave you wondering, why me? Now, what if I told you that every single twist, turn, and detour you've encountered up to this point wasn't random? What if everything, every heartache, every loss, every setback, every person you've met, and every victory was meticulously placed in your life for a reason, driving you toward a greater purpose, even if you can't see it right now? We often see life's challenges as obstacles, as things that shouldn't be happening, as things that are simply too difficult or unfair. But the truth is, each moment, no matter how painful or confusing, is part of a powerful design, one that's leading you to exactly where you need to be. What if, instead of resisting or feeling overwhelmed by life's unpredictable journey, you embraced the truth that everything, in fact, happens for a reason? Today, we're going to unlock the profound secret behind life's most difficult moments, the ones that seem senseless, and show you how they're all ultimately shaping you into the person you were always meant to become. Chapter 1. Embrace the flow of life. Life can often feel like a river, constantly flowing and changing direction, sometimes so unexpectedly that it leaves us feeling lost or uncertain. We may find ourselves questioning why things happen the way they do, especially when we face challenges or situations that seem to have no purpose or clear reason behind them. The truth is, just like a river that finds its way to the ocean, life moves with purpose, even when we don't fully understand its direction. Embracing the flow of life means learning to trust that every moment, even the difficult ones, plays an important role in the grand scheme of things. It means accepting that there are forces at work in your life that you may not always be able to see or control, and learning to go with the current rather than fight against it. This is a powerful shift in mindset. Instead of resisting change or trying to force things to go the way you want, you begin to trust that life is unfolding exactly as it needs to, even when the road ahead is unclear or seems uncertain. When you fully embrace the idea that everything happens for a reason, you open yourself up to a new way of thinking. You stop questioning every setback or detour and start to look at them as lessons and opportunities to grow. Instead of feeling frustrated or overwhelmed by the unexpected, you begin to see these moments as valuable experiences that are leading you to where you need to be. This chapter is all about helping you understand the power of trusting the journey, even when it feels uncomfortable or difficult. Life's path is not always a straight line, but each twist and turn is shaping you into the person you're meant to become. When you stop resisting the flow of life, you start to feel a deeper sense of peace and acceptance. By trusting the process, you open yourself up to endless possibilities and a richer, more fulfilling experience of life. Chapter 2. The Power of Perspective. Our perspective on life plays a huge role in how we experience it. How we choose to see the world, ourselves, and the situations we face directly impacts how we respond to those situations. Often, we find ourselves caught in the trap of viewing challenges and setbacks as purely negative experiences. When something goes wrong, it's easy to feel defeated, frustrated, or even hopeless. But what if we shifted our perspective? What if we began to see life's hurdles not as obstacles, but as stepping stones? The truth is, every experience in your life, whether joyful or painful, holds valuable lessons and the potential for growth. The key lies in how we choose to interpret those experiences. Imagine life as a canvas, and your perspective is the paintbrush. The way you view any given moment can completely transform the picture. A difficult situation could be seen as a problem to avoid, or it could be recognized as a chance to develop resilience, patience, and understanding. It's all in how you frame it. When you begin to shift your perspective and view each event in your life as an opportunity for learning, you start to unlock a deeper sense of meaning in everything that happens. Challenges no longer seem like setbacks, but become moments of growth. You may not always understand why things happen the way they do, but with a positive and open perspective, you can trust that everything is leading you to a greater purpose. Take, for example, a situation where things don't go according to plan. Maybe a job falls through, a relationship ends, or an important opportunity is missed. In the moment, it's easy to feel crushed, to question your worth, or to wonder if you'll ever succeed. But when you change your perspective and recognize that these events are not failures, but part of a bigger journey, it allows you to move forward with clarity and a sense of peace. You start to realize that life isn't about avoiding discomfort or pain, but about learning how to navigate them with grace and wisdom. This chapter is about discovering how to reframe your mindset in a way that empowers you. By choosing to see every experience, no matter how challenging, as a valuable piece of your personal growth, you allow yourself to approach life with a sense of purpose and confidence. You start to understand that everything you face is part of the process of becoming the person you are meant to be. By embracing this new perspective, you begin to experience life in a much more fulfilling and enriching way. Chapter 3: The Law of Cause and Effect. One of the most fundamental principles that govern the universe is the law of cause and effect, which states that every action has a corresponding reaction. Simply put, everything you do, whether consciously or unconsciously, sets off a chain of events that influences the world around you. Your thoughts, words, and actions create ripples that extend far beyond what you might initially perceive. This law reminds us that nothing in life is truly random. Every moment, every decision, and every event is connected in some way to something that came before it, and will lead to something that comes after. Understanding the law of cause and effect is empowering because it means that you are not a passive participant in your life. You are an active creator, shaping your reality with every choice you make. If you take responsibility for your actions and the energy you put into the world, you begin to understand how deeply interconnected everything is. Every thought you think, every word you speak, and every action you take has an effect, and often that effect ripples out in ways you may not fully realize. Take a moment to reflect on the small actions you take each day, the seemingly insignificant decisions, like being kind to a stranger, choosing to stay calm in a stressful situation, or making time for self-care can have profound effects over time. You may not always see the direct results of these actions immediately, but the law is working beneath the surface. Small, positive actions lead to bigger, positive outcomes, and when you approach life with awareness, you can begin to harness the power of your choices. On the flip side, if you consistently make decisions based on negative emotions like anger, fear, or resentment, those too will have their own set of consequences. The law works both ways, and every action carries a potential for good or bad outcomes, depending on the energy you put into the world. This is why understanding the law of cause and effect can help you live more intentionally, making choices that align with the kind of life you want to create. When you start to live with this awareness, you begin to realize that your present circumstances are not merely the result of chance, but are the consequences of the choices you've made up until now. Everything that has happened to you, whether it feels good or bad, has been shaped by the decisions you've made along the way. But here's the beauty of it. You can always change the direction of your life by changing the choices you make today. Every moment offers the opportunity to make a new decision, and by choosing wisely, you begin to shape a future that reflects your true desires and intentions. This chapter is all about recognizing the power of cause and effect in your life. It encourages you to become more mindful of your actions and their potential consequences. By understanding that everything you do has a ripple effect, you gain the ability to steer your life in the direction you want. The law of cause and effect empowers you to take control of your destiny, knowing that each choice you make is a step toward the life you envision. Chapter 4. Trust the timing of your life. One of the most challenging aspects of life is learning to trust its timing. We live in a world that often emphasizes instant gratification, where we are conditioned to want things now: success, love, wealth, or answers to our problems. We tend to compare ourselves to others, measuring our progress against someone else's timeline. But what if the universe has its own perfect schedule for you, one that doesn't necessarily align with your own expectations or the pace you think you should be moving at? What if the most important thing is not rushing, but learning to trust that everything is happening at exactly the right moment for your life's journey? Trusting the timing of your life means understanding that not everything is meant to happen when you want it to, and that's okay. Life unfolds in its own way, and each step you take, no matter how slow it may seem, builds the foundation for your future. When you stop trying to control the clock and instead embrace the idea that there's a larger plan at play, you start to experience a profound sense of peace. You stop stressing about what you haven't achieved yet, and you start appreciating where you are right now, knowing that you're exactly where you're meant to be. Timing isn't just about waiting for things to happen. It's also about recognizing when things are aligned and when they are not. Sometimes we face setbacks or delays that make us question our path, but these moments often have a hidden purpose. They can give us time to prepare for something bigger, or they may be redirecting us towards something that is a better fit for who we are becoming. Think of timing as the rhythm of life. Sometimes we move fast, sometimes we slow down, and sometimes we pause to catch our breath. All of these phases are necessary, and each one contributes to the larger process of growth and development. Trusting life's timing also involves understanding that what seems like a delay might actually be a divine redirection. We've all experienced moments where we've wanted something badly, whether it's a relationship, a career opportunity, or a specific outcome, and it didn't happen the way we hoped. In those moments, it's easy to feel discouraged or defeated, but often, life is saving us from something that wouldn't have been right for us. The timing of those events wasn't wrong. It was simply not meant to be. When you trust the timing of your life, you stop rushing or forcing things to happen. Instead, you focus on the present moment, knowing that every step is part of a greater design. You begin to trust that life will give you what you need when you need it, and that everything you've gone through has been preparing you for what's ahead. Trusting timing is not about being passive, but about being patient, aware, and ready for the right opportunities when they arise. This chapter is about learning to trust the pace of your life and understanding that everything has its moment. It teaches you to let go of impatience and control, embracing the idea that life's timing is perfect, even if it doesn't always match your expectations. When you trust in the timing of your life, you allow yourself to fully experience each phase of your journey without the anxiety of trying to rush to the next one. You learn that your path is unique, and there is no need to compare it to anyone else's. Chapter 5. Finding purpose in pain. Pain is one of the most universal experiences in life. We all face it at some point, whether it's physical, emotional, or psychological. In fact, pain is often seen as something to avoid, something that marks an unpleasant chapter in our lives. We tend to resist it, wishing for it to disappear as quickly as possible. However, what if pain isn't something to be feared or avoided, but something to be embraced and understood as a tool for personal growth? What if every moment of hardship carries within it a lesson, an opportunity, and a deeper meaning that can only be uncovered through the experience of pain? The truth is, pain can serve as one of life's greatest teachers. While it might not always be comfortable, it plays an essential role in helping us grow, evolve, and discover our true selves. When we experience pain, we are often confronted with our own vulnerabilities, weaknesses, and areas of our life that need healing. Rather than viewing pain as a curse, we can begin to see it as a messenger, a call for change, growth, and transformation. One of the most powerful aspects of pain is its ability to force us to reevaluate our lives and priorities. Think about a time when you faced a significant challenge or personal loss. In the midst of that difficulty, you may have felt lost, confused, or even hopeless. However, after some time and reflection, you might have realized that the pain ultimately led you to a place of greater understanding. Maybe it brought clarity about what truly matters to you, or perhaps it revealed strengths you never knew you had. Pain has the unique ability to strip away the superficial layers of our lives and reveal our core, forcing us to confront truths that we might have ignored or been unwilling to face. In many ways, pain acts as a catalyst for personal transformation. It challenges us to move out of our comfort zones, to face our fears, and to rebuild our lives in a way that aligns more authentically with who we are. Think about the individuals who have gone through significant suffering and come out the other side stronger, wiser, and more resilient. Their pain didn't define them, it refined them. It taught them valuable lessons about patience, resilience, and the impermanence of life. Another important lesson pain can teach us is the concept of acceptance. We cannot avoid pain altogether, and trying to do so only leads to more suffering. The more we resist pain, the longer it lingers. But when we accept it, when we allow ourselves to feel it fully without judgment, we open the door to healing. Pain, in this sense, becomes a part of the process of growth. We learn to move through it rather than being paralyzed by it. It's important to recognize that pain does not have to be something that ruins us or keeps us stuck in despair. It's how we respond to pain that ultimately shapes its impact on our lives. Do we allow it to break us, or do we use it as an opportunity to rebuild stronger and more purposeful than before? This is where the power of perspective comes in. If we can change the way we view pain, from something to avoid to something to learn from, we can transform it into a tool for personal growth. In this chapter, we explore how to find purpose in pain. The key is not to deny or suppress it, but to sit with it, learn from it, and let it guide us toward a deeper understanding of ourselves. Every painful experience, whether it's the end of a relationship, the loss of a job, or the emotional toll of failure, carries with it a hidden lesson. Sometimes these lessons aren't clear right away, but as time passes, we often find that pain was the very thing that led us to a more authentic and empowered version of ourselves. Pain teaches us that life isn't always about avoiding discomfort, but about learning how to navigate it with grace and strength. It's about finding meaning in the hard times and using those experiences to create a better future. By embracing pain as part of the human experience, we can free ourselves from the fear of it and begin to see it as a necessary part of the process of becoming the best version of ourselves. Every time we overcome pain, we grow a little bit stronger, a little more resilient, and a little closer to understanding our true purpose in life. Chapter 6. The Role of Serendipity. Life has a way of surprising us, often when we least expect it. There are moments when things seem to fall into place in the most unexpected and mysterious ways. You might meet someone by chance who ends up becoming a lifelong friend, or an opportunity you weren't even looking for presents itself at just the right moment. These occurrences, which many refer to as serendipity, are often seen as random or coincidental. But what if they're part of a much larger design? What if these so-called random events are actually the universe's way of guiding you toward your true path? Serendipity is the concept of unexpected, fortunate discoveries that seem to happen without intention or planning. It's the moment when everything aligns perfectly without you having to force anything, as if the universe is conspiring in your favor. At first glance, these events may seem like mere accidents, but when you take a deeper look, they often hold profound meaning and significance. They're like little nudges from life, gently steering you toward something greater than you could have ever planned. The role of serendipity in our lives is much more than a happy accident. It's a reminder that life's journey isn't always about having everything figured out. We don't need to know all the answers or control every step along the way. Sometimes, the best moments in life come when we least expect them, and they appear because we're open to what life has to offer. These moments often occur when we let go of rigid expectations and simply allow ourselves to be present in the flow of life. When we stop trying to force things to happen and instead embrace the unknown, we open ourselves up to the beauty of serendipity. Consider some of the most pivotal moments in your life. How many of them were planned or expected? Think of that job opportunity that came out of nowhere, or the time you bumped into someone who changed the course of your career or relationship. Often, it's the unplanned, serendipitous moments that lead us to the most meaningful experiences. These occurrences remind us that life is not just about careful planning and control, but about being receptive to the unexpected blessings that appear along the way. Serendipity also serves as a gentle reminder that life is always working in our favor, even when we can't see the bigger picture. It's a testament to the idea that we are not alone in this journey. While we may not have control over every event that happens, there's an invisible thread that connects us to the right people, places, and opportunities at the right time. The beauty of serendipity lies in its unpredictability. It reminds us that sometimes the best things in life are not the ones we plan, but the ones we stumble upon when we're least expecting them. To make the most of these serendipitous moments, it's important to stay open-minded and adaptable. Many of us have a tendency to plan every detail of our lives, leaving little room for the unexpected. But when we allow ourselves to be open to the possibilities that life presents, we create space for serendipity to work its magic. Sometimes we miss these moments because we're too focused on the next step or too attached to a specific outcome. The key is to remain present and aware, trusting that the universe will bring what's meant for you when the time is right. We explore how to invite more serendipity into your life by letting go of rigid plans and expectations. It's about surrendering to the flow of life and trusting that there are forces greater than yourself at work. Life will give you what you need when you need it, sometimes in ways you never could have imagined. By embracing the idea that serendipity plays a role in your journey, you begin to experience life with more wonder, curiosity, and excitement. The role of serendipity also invites you to recognize that every encounter, every detour, and every unexpected turn is part of a larger, interconnected web of events. What may seem like a random event could be leading you to a new connection, a new opportunity, or a new realization about yourself. These moments are not isolated. They are part of a larger design, and when you trust in this, you allow life to unfold in magical ways. By seeing the beauty in life's unexpected twists and turns, you begin to unlock a deeper sense of gratitude for the unknown. Serendipity is a reminder that the best things in life often come when we least expect them. By staying open to the unexpected, being present in the moment, and trusting that everything happens for a reason, we allow the universe to work its magic. So instead of trying to control every aspect of your life, trust that sometimes the best things come when you let go and allow the flow of life to guide you. Chapter 7. Letting Go of Control. One of the greatest challenges we face in life is our desire to control everything. Whether it's our career, relationships, health, or future, we often feel a need to grasp tightly onto every aspect of our lives. This desire to control can create a sense of security, but it can also lead to stress, anxiety, and frustration. The truth is, the more we try to control every outcome, the more we create tension within ourselves and the world around us. But what if letting go of control, surrendering to the flow of life, was the key to peace, freedom, and living with purpose? Letting go of control doesn't mean giving up or being passive. It's about accepting that there are aspects of life we simply cannot control and learning to flow with those circumstances. The paradox of control is that the harder we try to control everything, the more we often feel out of control. Life is constantly changing, and trying to impose our will on every situation can make us feel frustrated when things don't go as planned. Instead of fighting against life's natural rhythms, letting go of control means trusting that everything is unfolding exactly as it should. When we let go of control, we allow ourselves to embrace uncertainty. The fear of the unknown can be paralyzing, but it's also what makes life dynamic and full of possibility. We don't know what's around the corner, and that's where the magic lies. It's in surrendering to life's uncertainties that we become open to the unexpected blessings that are waiting for us. Every twist and turn in life can bring something new, something we may not have planned for, but that serves a greater purpose in our journey. Think about a time in your life when you were trying desperately to control an outcome, whether it was a relationship, a job, or a personal goal. You may have found that the more you forced things, the more they seem to slip out of your grasp. When you let go of the need to control the situation and allowed life to take its course, things often began to fall into place in ways you couldn't have imagined. The key to this process is trust. Trust that, even when things don't go as planned, they are happening for a reason and are leading you to where you need to be. Letting go of control also means accepting that failure is part of the journey. When we try to control every outcome, we often place immense pressure on ourselves to succeed, to avoid mistakes, and to achieve perfection. But failure is not the opposite of success. It's a necessary part of the process. Every failure holds valuable lessons, and it's in our ability to embrace those lessons, rather than avoid them, that we truly grow. By letting go of the need to control every detail, we free ourselves from the fear of failure and open ourselves up to the possibility of learning, evolving, and becoming stronger through our challenges. It's about realizing that you don't need to control everything to be happy, successful, or at peace. Life will unfold as it is meant to, and your job is to show up, do your best, and allow the process to work itself out. Letting go of control is not about being passive or indifferent. It's about releasing the need to dictate every aspect of your existence, and instead embracing the present moment with trust and acceptance. When you let go of control, you begin to experience life in a new way. You start to see that there is a larger force at work, guiding you toward the right people, the right opportunities, and the right outcomes. This doesn't mean that you stop making decisions or taking action. It means that you stop forcing and start flowing with life. You make conscious choices and then trust that the universe will guide you in the right direction, even if it's not the direction you initially expected. When we are constantly trying to control our future, we often miss the beauty and lessons of the present moment. By letting go of our need to control, we become more mindful of what's happening right now. We experience life with more clarity, focus, and joy because we are no longer bogged down by the worry of what's to come. In each moment, we can choose to be present, to appreciate what is, and to trust that everything is happening for a reason. Letting go of control is an act of self-liberation. It's about freeing yourself from the mental and emotional burden of trying to dictate every aspect of your life. By surrendering to the flow of life, you give yourself the freedom to live with less stress, more peace, and a deeper sense of purpose. When you trust the process, you allow life to unfold in ways you never could have imagined. And in doing so, you begin to create a life that feels more authentic, fulfilling, and meaningful. Let go of the need to control, and in that surrender, you will find the true freedom to live your life fully and without fear. Chapter 8: Finding Peace in the Present Moment. We often spend so much time either looking back at the past or worrying about the future that we forget to live in the present moment. The past is gone, and the future is not yet here. Yet we spend an immense amount of energy on things that have already happened, or things that may never come to be. The truth is, the only moment you truly have is the one you are experiencing right now. Learning to be present is one of the most powerful ways to connect with the deeper meaning of everything that happens in your life. When you're constantly preoccupied with what's next, you miss out on the beauty of the now. In fact, the present moment holds the key to peace, happiness, and clarity. It's easy to get lost in the whirlwind of future goals, past regrets, and endless what-ifs. But when you step into the present moment and fully immerse yourself in the experience of now, you begin to realize that everything you need is already within you, and everything around you is exactly as it should be. Being present doesn't mean you stop planning for the future or reflecting on the past. It means that you focus on where you are right now, without judgment. It's about releasing the tension that comes from worrying about things you can't control, and instead choosing to engage fully with what is happening right in front of you. Whether it's enjoying a simple conversation with a friend, savoring a meal, or even just breathing deeply and observing the world around you. Being present brings a sense of peace that is often missing when we are too caught up in our thoughts. The key to understanding that everything happens for a reason is to embrace the idea that life's lessons are often found in the present. It's in this moment that you can understand the purpose of the events unfolding around you. It's in this moment that you can see the interconnectedness of everything that has happened, is happening, and will happen. When you live in the present, you open yourself up to understanding the deeper reasons behind life's circumstances. You stop seeking answers outside of yourself and instead begin to trust the process and the timing of your journey. It can be difficult to be present, especially in a world that constantly demands our attention. Our minds are often pulled in many directions, thinking about work, relationships, or future plans. But by practicing mindfulness and focusing on the present, you begin to experience life in a more fulfilling and peaceful way. This chapter explores how to bring yourself back to the present moment and why it's so important in understanding the greater meaning of your experiences. One powerful way to cultivate presence is through mindfulness practices like meditation or deep breathing. These practices allow you to slow down and focus on the here and now. By training your mind to focus on the present moment, you begin to release the grip of worry and fear about the future. This doesn't mean that life becomes free of challenges, but when you are present, you are more able to face those challenges with clarity, calm, and understanding. Another aspect of finding peace in the present moment is practicing gratitude. When you focus on what you have right now and the blessings that exist in the present, you begin to see the beauty in life as it is, rather than constantly chasing after something that seems just out of reach. Gratitude helps you shift your focus from what is lacking in your life to what is abundant, and this shift in perspective allows you to embrace the present more fully. Be mindful and trust that everything happening in your life is leading you to exactly where you need to be. The present moment is the only moment where you have the power to act, reflect, and grow. When you embrace it fully, you allow yourself to experience life more deeply and with a greater understanding of how everything fits together. When you find peace in the present, you begin to realize that everything that has happened in your life has led you to this moment, and this moment is exactly where you need to be. Would you like to adjust this or add something else? Feel free to guide me on what you want to focus on next. Chapter 9. The Power of Acceptance. Acceptance is one of the most profound and transformative forces we can embrace in our lives. It is the ability to recognize and allow things to be as they are, without trying to resist or control them. It's about finding peace with what is, rather than constantly fighting against what we cannot change. Acceptance doesn't mean giving up or resigning ourselves to a life of passivity. Instead, it is a conscious choice to stop struggling with life's difficulties and to begin working with them in a way that empowers us. When we accept what comes our way, we unlock the key to personal growth, resilience, and a deeper understanding of the reasons behind the events in our lives. The world around us is constantly changing, and so are we. Life is full of surprises, some wonderful, some challenging, and these fluctuations are often beyond our control. But it is our reaction to these changes that determines how much peace we experience. When we resist change, we create unnecessary stress, frustration, and emotional turmoil. We end up fighting against the flow of life, exhausting ourselves in the process. But when we choose to accept the things we cannot control, we release ourselves from the burden of resistance and begin to see life with clearer eyes. Acceptance is the ability to acknowledge life as it is right now, rather than wishing it were different. This means accepting not only the joyful moments, but also the difficult ones, the painful ones, and the ones that seem to have no meaning. The truth is, everything in our lives has a purpose, even the struggles and setbacks. While we may not always understand the purpose of certain events in the moment, accepting that everything happens for a reason allows us to trust that there is a deeper meaning behind every experience. One of the most powerful aspects of acceptance is the peace it brings. When we stop fighting against what is, we stop wasting energy on things that are beyond our control. We allow ourselves to be present in the moment, free from the anxiety that comes from wishing things were different. Acceptance allows us to live fully in the here and now, to appreciate life as it is, and to trust that everything is unfolding exactly as it should. It's in this state of acceptance that we find true freedom, freedom from regret, fear, and resistance to life's unpredictability. It's important to recognize that acceptance does not mean complacency. You can accept a difficult situation and still take action to improve it. Acceptance is not about ignoring problems or pretending that everything is okay when it's not. Rather, it's about recognizing the reality of a situation and choosing to respond to it from a place of peace, rather than from a place of frustration or anger. When you accept what is, you allow yourself to respond more thoughtfully and with a greater sense of clarity. You can still make changes, set goals, and take steps to improve your life, but you do so with the understanding that you cannot control everything, and that's okay. Take a moment to reflect on your own life. Are there areas where you are resisting what is happening? Are you fighting against things that you cannot change? Perhaps it's a relationship that isn't working out, a situation at work that seems beyond your control, or an internal struggle you've been avoiding. These things may feel overwhelming, but through the practice of acceptance, you can begin to find peace. Acceptance does not mean resigning yourself to negativity or giving up on your dreams. It means acknowledging the present moment and all that it holds, even if it's not what you expected or wanted. From that place of acceptance, you can begin to take empowered action toward the future you want to create. Acceptance also means letting go of perfectionism. We often resist the way things are because we have an idealized version of how we think life should be. But life is rarely perfect. It's messy, unpredictable, and full of unexpected turns. When we stop holding ourselves to impossible standards of perfection, we free ourselves to embrace the beauty of imperfection. We stop striving for an unrealistic ideal and begin to appreciate the imperfections that make life rich and full of meaning. This chapter is about embracing acceptance as a tool for personal growth and peace. It's about learning to surrender the need for control and trusting that everything, even the challenging moments, has a purpose in your life's journey. When you accept life as it is, you stop resisting and start flowing with it. You trust that every event, every challenge, every unexpected turn is leading you to where you need to be. By accepting life, you open yourself up to a greater understanding of the bigger picture and allow yourself to live with more peace, resilience, and grace. The power of acceptance is not just about surrendering to what is. It's about understanding that everything happens for a reason, and by accepting the present moment, you allow the future to unfold in ways that are far more powerful and meaningful than you could ever plan. When you stop fighting against life, you begin to experience it in its full beauty, knowing that every step, no matter how uncertain, is part of the grand journey you are meant to walk. Chapter 10. The Freedom of Letting Go. One of the most liberating experiences in life is the act of letting go. It's a powerful process that allows us to free ourselves from the emotional weight we carry, whether it's from the past, from expectations, or from the need to control every outcome. Letting go doesn't mean abandoning responsibility or resigning ourselves to a passive existence. Instead, it's about releasing attachment to things that no longer serve us. Whether they're unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, past mistakes, or even our own fears and insecurities. Letting go is a conscious act of releasing what holds us back, allowing space for new opportunities, growth, and peace. Letting go is an essential part of the process of moving forward in life. We often find ourselves holding on to things that we think define us or provide us with a sense of security. But holding on to the past, to old grievances, or to things that are no longer in alignment with who we are, only keeps us stuck. The more we hold on, the more we limit our ability to move forward. Letting go frees us from this limitation, allowing us to embrace new experiences and greater freedom. One of the most common areas where people struggle to let go is in relationships. Whether it's a friendship, romantic partnership, or family dynamic, we sometimes hold on to relationships that no longer nurture us or serve our well-being. We might stay because we fear being alone or because we are attached to the idea of what the relationship used to be. However, holding on to relationships that no longer align with our values or goals only brings emotional pain and stagnation. Letting go of toxic or outdated relationships can feel like a loss at first, but it ultimately makes space for more meaningful and supportive connections that align with who we are becoming. Letting go is also crucial when it comes to our own self-limiting beliefs. We all carry stories and narratives about ourselves that hold us back. Maybe we believe that we are not good enough, that we are not worthy of success or love, or that we are incapable of change. These beliefs are often rooted in past experiences or conditioned by society, but they are not the truth. By letting go of these limiting beliefs, we free ourselves to step into the truth of who we are, a person full of potential, capable of achieving greatness. Letting go of self-doubt and fear is one of the most powerful things you can do to unlock your true potential. Another important area to consider is letting go of the need to control everything. As humans, we have an innate desire to control the outcomes of our lives, to ensure that everything goes according to plan. We try to control our careers, relationships, health, and even the future. But the truth is, control is an illusion. Life is constantly changing, and we cannot predict or manipulate every outcome. The more we try to control things, the more we are met with frustration when things don't unfold as we expect. Letting go of the need for control is an act of trust. It's about surrendering to the flow of life, knowing that even when things don't go as planned, they are leading us to where we need to be. Letting go also means releasing attachment to outcomes. We often hold on so tightly to specific results that we become attached to how things should turn out. But life doesn't always work according to our expectations. Sometimes things take longer than we anticipated or don't turn out the way we imagined. When we release attachment to specific outcomes and trust the process, we allow ourselves to be open to the unexpected and embrace the opportunities that arise along the way. This shift in mindset opens us up to a world of possibilities and teaches us that the journey itself is often more important than the destination. In the context of grief and loss, letting go takes on an even deeper meaning. Loss is an inevitable part of life, and we all experience it at some point, whether it's the loss of a loved one, a job, a dream, or a phase of life. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting or abandoning what we've lost. Instead, it's about accepting that life has changed, acknowledging our grief, and honoring the memory of what we've lost, while also making room for new growth and experiences. Letting go of grief is a process that takes time, and it's different for everyone, but ultimately, it allows us to heal and move forward with more wisdom, compassion, and understanding. The act of letting go is, in many ways, an act of self-love. When we release what no longer serves us, we create space for more love, joy, and peace to enter our lives. Letting go is not always easy. It can be painful, uncertain, and even frightening. But it is through the process of letting go that we experience true liberation. We free ourselves from the chains of the past, from the weight of unnecessary attachments, and from the fear of the unknown. In letting go, we embrace the fullness of life, knowing that every ending makes space for a new beginning. This chapter is a reminder that life is a constant process of shedding and growing. Just as a tree sheds its leaves to make way for new growth, we must let go of the things that no longer serve us to make space for the new and the unknown. The more we practice letting go, the more we free ourselves to live authentically, with peace and purpose. Life is always evolving, and by letting go, we embrace the flow of life and allow ourselves to become the best version of ourselves. When we learn to let go, we truly begin to live with freedom, joy, and possibility. Chapter 11. Trusting the Bigger Picture. One of the most challenging aspects of life is understanding that not everything is in our hands. As human beings, we often feel the need to control every situation, every outcome, and every moment of our lives. But the truth is, life is much bigger than our limited understanding. We only see a small part of the story. We don't know what lies ahead, how our actions ripple out, or how the universe is orchestrating a series of events far beyond our comprehension. This chapter invites you to trust in the bigger picture, that there is a greater plan at work, even when it feels like life is unpredictable, uncertain, or out of control. At any given moment, you may be in the middle of a situation that doesn't seem to make sense. Perhaps things aren't going the way you envisioned them, and you feel lost or confused. The human instinct is to try to fix it, to make sense of it, and to force things to align with our expectations. However, the truth is, sometimes the best thing you can do is step back and trust that even though things may seem chaotic, there is a larger design unfolding that is beyond your current understanding. Imagine a piece of a puzzle. When you look at a single piece, it may appear to be insignificant, even disconnected from the overall image. It's hard to see how that one piece fits into the entire puzzle. However, when you step back and look at the whole picture, the individual pieces begin to make sense and reveal their purpose. Life is much like that puzzle. In any given moment, we may not understand how a specific event fits into the larger design of our lives. But when we trust in the bigger picture, we begin to realize that every experience, every challenge, and every encounter is part of a much larger story that is unfolding at its own pace. Trusting the bigger picture means letting go of the need to control everything and surrendering to the flow of life. It's about understanding that you are not the only one orchestrating the events in your life. There are forces beyond your comprehension, whether it's fate, destiny, or the interconnectedness of the universe, that are working in tandem to guide you toward what is meant for you. Life has a way of bringing people, opportunities and experiences into your life exactly when you need them, even if it doesn't seem that way at the time. A great example of this is when you look back on your life and realize that certain events, which seemed like setbacks or disappointments in the moment, ended up being crucial turning points. Perhaps you didn't get the job you thought was perfect for you, or a relationship ended when you thought it was meant to last forever. At the time, it may have felt like a failure, a disappointment, or even a tragedy. But looking back, you might see that those moments led you to something even better, something you couldn't have predicted or planned for. The things that didn't work out were stepping stones that ultimately guided you toward the right path. Trusting the bigger picture also means accepting that not everything in life is immediately understandable or explainable. Sometimes we want immediate answers or resolutions, and when they don't come, we become frustrated or impatient. But life doesn't always provide instant gratification, and not everything can be explained in the moment. The beauty of trust is knowing that even when you don't have all the answers, you are still being guided toward something greater. Every experience, whether positive or negative, is contributing to the growth of your character and the unfolding of your purpose. Letting go of the need for immediate understanding and trusting the process allows you to move forward with a sense of peace rather than frustration or resistance. Life isn't about having all the answers right now. It's about trusting that as you move through each day, things will make sense when they are meant to. Every step, every decision, and every experience is contributing to the larger picture of your life's journey. An essential part of trusting the bigger picture is practicing patience. When we don't see the full scope of what's happening in our lives, it can be difficult to remain patient. We want results, we want to see progress, and we want things to move faster. However, life unfolds at its own pace, and often the most important things require time to develop. Just as a seed takes time to grow into a tree, the most meaningful aspects of life also take time to manifest. Trusting the bigger picture means having patience with yourself and with life's process, knowing that the things you desire will come to fruition when the time is right. Another aspect of trusting the bigger picture is learning to embrace uncertainty. We live in a world that thrives on certainty and predictability. We want to know what will happen next, and we want things to go according to plan. But life is inherently uncertain, and it is this uncertainty that gives it its beauty and its potential. When you trust that there is a greater plan at work, you become more comfortable with the unknown. You begin to realize that uncertainty doesn't have to be feared, it is simply part of the journey. The unknown holds endless possibilities and is where true growth happens. Trusting the bigger picture also means surrendering the need to rush. Life has its own rhythm, and while we may feel the urge to speed things up, rushing often leads to mistakes, unnecessary stress, and missed opportunities. When you trust that everything is happening in its own time, you allow life to unfold naturally and without resistance. You give yourself permission to slow down and enjoy the journey, rather than focusing solely on the destination. In this chapter, we learn that trusting the bigger picture is about stepping back, surrendering control, and having faith that life is unfolding in the most beautiful and purposeful way. By understanding that everything happens for a reason and that each experience is leading you to something greater, you can live with more peace, trust, and patience. Trusting the bigger picture allows you to navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease, knowing that every step, no matter how uncertain, is part of a larger divine design that is always working in your favor. Chapter 12. The Art of Living in Alignment. One of the most profound ways to understand that everything happens for a reason is to embrace the art of living in alignment with your true self. Alignment is when your thoughts, actions, and values are in harmony with your deepest desires and your life's true purpose. It's about being in tune with who you really are and allowing that to guide you toward the experiences, people, and opportunities that are meant for you. When you live in alignment, everything begins to flow more effortlessly. The challenges you face become stepping stones rather than obstacles. Your decisions become more intuitive, and you feel an overwhelming sense of peace and fulfillment, because you are no longer fighting against yourself or the world around you. Living in alignment means understanding that you are the creator of your own reality. It's about aligning your thoughts and actions with your highest truth, your deepest values, and your ultimate purpose in life. When you live in alignment, you stop seeking external validation or approval because you know that you are already enough as you are. You trust that what is meant for you will come, and what isn't meant for you will naturally fall away. Many of us spend a significant portion of our lives out of alignment. We chase after things that we think will bring us happiness, like a certain job, a particular relationship, or a specific outcome, without ever questioning whether they truly reflect our authentic desires. We often get caught up in societal expectations or the opinions of others, and in doing so, we stray further away from our true selves. The result is a sense of dissatisfaction, anxiety, or a constant feeling that something is missing. When we are out of alignment, life can feel like a constant struggle. We're always working harder than necessary, trying to fit into molds that don't suit us, and constantly second-guessing our choices. But when we step into alignment, everything changes. Life becomes easier because we stop resisting who we are and where we are meant to be. Instead of forcing things to work, we allow ourselves to flow with life's natural rhythm. We make decisions based on our intuition and inner wisdom rather than external pressures. We start to feel more at peace with the present moment because we trust that we are exactly where we need to be and that every experience is part of our greater journey. One key to living in alignment is learning to listen to your inner voice. This requires quieting the noise of the outside world, whether it's the expectations of others, the demands of work, or the distractions of social media, and tuning into your own thoughts, feelings, and desires. Your inner voice, or intuition, is a powerful guide that helps you make choices that align with your truth. The more you listen to it, the more you'll find yourself drawn towards situations, people, and experiences that resonate with your authentic self. Another important part of living in alignment is recognizing your values. Your values are the principles and beliefs that define who you are and what you stand for. They guide your decisions, relationships, and actions. When you live in alignment with your values, you are true to yourself and act in accordance with what is most important to you. This is what creates fulfillment. Living in alignment with your values means you're not compromising on what matters to you for the sake of fitting in or pleasing others. It means living in integrity with your beliefs, regardless of external circumstances. Sometimes, living in alignment requires making difficult decisions. It may mean letting go of people, places, or things that no longer serve your growth or are holding you back. It may involve taking risks, leaving a job that no longer inspires you, ending a relationship that is not aligned with your values, or making a significant change in your life that feels both scary and exhilarating. These decisions are not easy, but they are necessary for your growth. When you choose alignment over comfort or convenience, you are choosing to honor yourself and your life's purpose. An important aspect of living in alignment is understanding that everything is interconnected. Each thought, action, and decision you make sends out ripples that influence your life and the lives of others. When you live in alignment, you recognize that your life is part of a greater whole. You begin to see how the universe, or whatever you believe in, works in mysterious and beautiful ways to bring you the experiences and people you need. When you trust in this interconnectedness, you let go of the need to control everything. You allow life to unfold naturally, knowing that you are always being guided to where you are meant to be. Living in alignment also requires a deep level of self-awareness and self-acceptance. It's about embracing who you are, without judgment or self-criticism. The journey to alignment often begins with self-discovery, learning what makes you tick, what excites you, what drains you, and what makes you feel alive. Once you have a clearer understanding of who you are, you can begin to make choices that reflect your true self. This isn't a one-time process. It's a lifelong journey of growth and self-realization. The more you learn to align with your true self, the more fulfilling and peaceful your life will become. When you live in alignment, you also learn to let go of attachment to specific outcomes. You trust that, as long as you are aligned with your truth, everything will unfold as it should. This doesn't mean that life will always be easy or free of challenges, but it does mean that you'll have the strength and clarity to navigate those challenges with a sense of purpose and peace. Life's struggles no longer feel like setbacks. They become opportunities to deepen your understanding, grow stronger, and align even more fully with your true self. we learn that living in alignment is not just about making the right choices. It's about becoming the person you are meant to be. It's about trusting that everything you need, everything that is meant for you, is already on its way. When you live in alignment, you stop fighting against the flow of life, and instead, you become a conscious participant in the unfolding of your own story. You trust that everything is happening for a reason, and that each moment is bringing you closer to the life you were always meant to live. Chapter 13: Cultivating Patience and Trust in the Process. Patience is often seen as a virtue, but in reality, it is also a powerful force for growth and resilience. In a world that demands instant results, fast gratification, and constant progress, cultivating patience can be one of the most challenging yet transformative skills we can develop. Trusting the process of life, even when things seem slow or unclear, is crucial to understanding that everything happens for a reason. Life is not a race, it's a journey. And the more we learn to embrace patience, the more we come to realize that the timing of our lives, though often beyond our control, is perfect in its own way. Patience is not merely about waiting, it's about how we wait. It's about learning to trust that, even in moments of uncertainty, we are exactly where we need to be. Too often we rush through life, always focusing on the next goal, the next achievement, or the next step, without appreciating the journey itself. We get caught up in the desire for things to happen quickly, and when they don't, we feel frustrated, anxious, or even defeated. But what if the process itself is the key to our growth? What if the struggles, the waiting, and the uncertainty are all part of the greater plan that is unfolding for us? Trusting the process means recognizing that things will unfold in their own time and that our job is to stay present and engaged in the journey. This doesn't mean we stop taking action or making decisions, but it does mean that we stop forcing things to happen. It's about letting go of the need to control every outcome and allowing life to guide us toward what is meant for us. When we trust the process, we begin to understand that there is wisdom in waiting. The right opportunities, relationships, and experiences will come to us when the time is right. Often, the most difficult part of cultivating patience is understanding that not everything happens on our timeline. We live in a world where instant results are common. We can access information in seconds, order anything we want with a few clicks, and get feedback almost immediately. However, life doesn't work in such an immediate fashion. There are seasons of waiting, of growth beneath the surface, of quiet progress that is unseen. Just as a seed takes time to grow into a strong tree, so too does our personal journey. Patience is about allowing things to develop naturally, without trying to force or rush them. There is also a deep connection between patience and resilience. When we trust that life is unfolding as it should, we become more resilient in the face of challenges. Instead of being discouraged by delays or setbacks, we learn to accept them as part of the process. We understand that every difficulty we face is not a sign of failure, but an opportunity to grow stronger. It is through patience that we build the fortitude to keep going, even when the results we desire are not immediately visible. This resilience is what allows us to persist, to keep trusting, and to remain faithful to the journey, no matter how long it takes. An important aspect of patience is learning to embrace the uncomfortable moments. We often think of patience as simply waiting, but true patience is about what we do during the waiting. When we encounter obstacles or delays, we have two choices. We can either resist them, becoming frustrated and anxious, or we can accept them as part of the process, trusting that they are helping us evolve. The discomfort we feel during these times is often the greatest catalyst for growth. By leaning into the discomfort rather than avoiding it, We allow ourselves to learn and develop in ways that would not be possible if everything came easily or quickly. Trusting the process is also about recognizing that sometimes the best things in life take time to materialize. We may have a vision for our future or a goal we are working toward, but the journey to that vision often requires patience. Things may not happen in the order we expect, or they may not unfold as quickly as we would like. However, when we trust that the universe, or whatever higher power you believe in, is guiding us, we learn to embrace the wait. We understand that the right opportunities will arrive at the perfect moment, and that we are being prepared for them along the way. It's important to note that patience does not mean inaction. Patience is not about sitting idly and waiting for life to happen. Rather, it is about taking consistent, intentional action toward our goals while trusting that the timing will unfold as it is meant to. It's about finding balance between effort and surrender. We continue to move forward, take risks, and put ourselves out there, but we do so without clinging to outcomes or forcing things to happen. In this way, patience is an active choice that we make every day. As we continue to cultivate patience, we also cultivate trust in ourselves. The more we experience the process of waiting, whether for a job, a relationship, or a dream to come true, the more we learn to trust that we are capable of handling whatever comes our way. We learn that we don't need to rush or manipulate things into existence. We just need to stay present, do our best, and trust that everything is unfolding in its own time. This trust in ourselves and in life's process is empowering. It gives us the confidence to keep moving forward, knowing that everything is happening for a reason. This chapter teaches us that patience is not a passive state of waiting. It is an active practice of trusting, surrendering, and growing. It's about understanding that life's timing is perfect, even when we don't see the full picture. When we cultivate patience, we create space for trust, growth, and clarity. And as we learn to trust the process, we allow life to unfold in the most beautiful, meaningful, and purposeful way. As we come to the end of this journey through the wisdom of trusting that everything happens for a reason, it becomes clear that life is not a series of random events or mere coincidences. Every experience, whether joyful or painful, challenging or serene, is part of a greater, interconnected story that is unfolding in perfect timing. Life's journey is not about reaching a destination, but about embracing the process, the ups and downs, the twists and turns, the unexpected moments that shape us into who we are meant to become. Through this book, we have explored the importance of surrendering to life's flow, embracing uncertainty, and learning to trust that everything, no matter how it may appear in the moment, has a purpose. We've discovered that the difficult moments, the setbacks, and the detours are often the very things that lead us to deeper wisdom, growth, and transformation. And by accepting that life is working in our favor, even when it doesn't seem like it, we begin to experience a profound sense of peace and alignment. Trusting the process requires patience, resilience, and an unwavering belief that every step, no matter how uncertain, is a necessary part of our personal evolution. It requires us to let go of the need for control, embrace the lessons that come with every challenge, and recognize that life is unfolding exactly as it should. It's about living in alignment with our true selves, honoring our values, and trusting that the universe, or whatever higher power you believe in, is guiding us toward what is best for us. In every moment, we have the choice to fight against life's flow or to flow with it. By embracing patience, trust, acceptance, and the art of living in alignment, we empower ourselves to navigate life's uncertainties with grace, clarity, and resilience. The key is not in rushing toward an end goal, but in appreciating and learning from every moment along the way. As you close this book, remember that everything happens for a reason. Every event, every encounter, every experience has brought you closer to your true self. Trust the process, embrace the journey, and know that you are exactly where you need to be. Your path is unfolding in its own time, and with every step, you are becoming the person you were always meant to be. Keep trusting, keep growing, and remember that life's greatest treasures are often found when we least expect them. Let go, trust, and allow life to surprise you with the beauty and wisdom it has to offer.